Gail Schimmel, welcome to Chai FM.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you.
I was devastated when Chai FM is members of an organization called the National Association of Broadcasters. And when I got the press release that the Advertising Standards Authority had gone into liquidation, I thought, how can this possibly be? How does that happen, Gail?
I'm glad to hear you're devastated for a start, because I'm glad
it's
that
so important to have regulation.
It is so important to health safety.
But I haven't heard anything about it. So aside from that press release,
there has been a lot going on. We've been in business rescue since the end of 2016.
Yes.
And we've been reaching out to the industry. We've raised a lot of money at the beginning. We've been reaching out to the industry for funding. We had two challenges. We had to pay debt, and we had to create a new funding system.
Sure.
We created a new funding system, and that was working, but we still had our debt. We had about 6 million rands worth of debt left over from the previous management before I came on board and before we went into business rescue. And we raised 2 million to pay that debt. And we thought that it would be enough, because we thought that the main creditor, which was SARS, were open to an offer. And our business rescue practitioners had spoken to SARS, and they appeared to be open to the offer. But then when the formal offer was made in a meeting of the creditors, SARS rejected the offer. And that pushed us into liquidation.
Wow. Wow. I'm so sorry. If, you know, just in context, there's something called the liquor, what is it? It's the liquor bill, basically.
Yes.
It's how liquor and alcohol is advertised or not advertised, how it's represented in the media and in terms of advertising. And that revenue can be very, very important for publications. And I'm just using one very, very thin slice of the pie. The bill is supposed to be heard, the amendments to the bill is supposed to be heard by, I think it's the 16th of November this year, or the 18th of November, something like that. But the entire process has come to a grinding halt because of an absolute key role player, the Advertising Standards Authority, is not able to participate. What are the plans going forward? We really do need a body.
Well, the plans are, the exciting news is that the industry is not going to let self-regulation die. You know, that is just not an option, because the other option is to sit back and let government regulate after enough chaos has emerged that government feels the call to regulate.
Sure.
And industry is not prepared to let that happen. So the Marketing Association of South Africa, the ACA, which is the body that represents the advertising agencies, and IAB, which is the body that represents the digital marketers, immediately came together and said, we need to immediately start working on a new body, even before the liquidation was actually formally started, when we knew that it was inevitable. And we have already actually registered a new company.
Fantastic.
And we're now just looking at the mechanics of how exactly are we going to fund it, and how are we going to fund it quickly enough that it can be up and running as soon as possible.
So what is your funding model? Like, how is it going to be funded? I mean, so how was the ASA funded?
The ASA back in the day was funded by a levy on advertising. That fell apart a good number of years ago, and the ASA management at the time failed to step in and find a new solution. What we have established over the last year is a direct funding model, which is where you have a marketer pay directly to the ASA. We ask them to pay 0.1% of their ad spend, but they all give what they're comfortable with. And we've had a number of marketers paying like this. And we had got to the point that we had about 500,000 rand coming in a month. And our costs were 400,000 rand. So that was it was a good model. We were getting,
yeah,
we were getting to a point where we would actually start having money in the bank. And hopefully we will be able to transfer that model basically over to the new entity. The challenge is to have enough money in the bank by the end of the
month to
pay salaries,
right.
To pay rent, to pay phones, that type of thing. So we are looking at other solutions.
Wow. And where would you like to see it? Where would you like to see it? What do you think are the biggest challenges facing our ad industry?
Well, I first of all think there's a big opportunity here, that we're getting a chance to reinvent something that was very good, but that had some historic problems. So we're getting a chance to throw away those historic problems, to reinvent it, to really hear industry on what they want from the the ARB, as it will be called, okay. The Advertising Regulatory Board, really hear what they want and to reinvent the wheel into a better wheel without losing what was good about it. I think the ongoing challenge is to keep advertising efficiently self-regulated, that we don't have loopholes, that we don't have rogue advertisers, that we have all media.
What's a rogue advertiser?
A rogue advertiser is an advertiser that doesn't listen to the regulator directly, that has to have it enforced by media.
Okay.
And we have, over the last few years, one of the problems has been a court case where we were taken to court for making rulings against non-members. The court eventually ruled that the ASA could rule against non-members for the guidance of their members. And for those of us who understand self-regulation, it's self-evident.
You know,
of course we have to be able to tell our members, you as a radio station, we have to be able to say, you can accept this advertising, you can't accept this advertising if there's been a complaint.
Sure.
And the court ruled that that was acceptable. But it was a massive battle, and that was the result of an advertiser who didn't want to be bound by the ASA.
But I think that it's also in the public interest.
Completely.
I mean, this is what it comes down to, is that it's in the public interest. So you should be able to rule whether an agency is a client or not.
100%. The consumer protection role, I think people forget that. And I think sometimes, you know, that's one of the reasons the SARS decision has been so distressing for us and so, in a way, inexplicable for us, is because we have such a huge consumer protection role. And the emails that I'm getting now, because I've given Maya, as we closed the ASA down, which we had to do quite quickly, we put my personal email address on all of our out of office. So now I'm getting all the complaints personally. And the distress that consumers feel, that they've got nowhere to go. And it's distress that businesses are feeling, that they've got nowhere to go when someone infringes their rights.
Yeah. What's your background? Do you have an advertising background?
I'm an attorney by trade. And I worked at the ASA many years ago, and then I left. And then when the ASA was in trouble, I felt a pull to be part of the solution.
Wow. So fix the world.
Fix a teeny tiny little piece of the world, and so far it's proving pretty challenging.
The reason I ask is because the ad agency, the landscape is changing tremendously. You know, whereas you'd be able to go to one-stop shop and your big agencies and that handle these multi-million rand huge contracts. Mm. All of a sudden agencies have got agencies, and there's booking agencies, and there's this agency, and there's that agency. And sometimes I think that it is a much less efficient way of doing business.
You know, I can't comment on that because we're about the regulation of content, and that would be a question to put to the ACA. But what I do know is that it has made it slightly more complicated to know where to go to collect the money, for example, and to get that buy-in by all the elements, because there are so many more elements. But what it has also made very important is the fact that the digital marketers are on board as an industry body in getting the new entity up and running is fundamental, because digital has become such a large part of the story.
Do you only manage the content? You don't manage, for example, reputation or conflict between a client and an agency?
No. So that is something that would go to the ACA.
Oh, really?
We are about the rules of the content of advertising. So when a consumer feels misled by advertising, when a consumer feels offended by advertising, anything like that, or when one company feels their rights are being infringed by the content of another advertisement. And when I say we, I must say I'm saying it with great confusion, because I'm sort of half talking about the Advertising Standards Authority that was, and I'm half talking about the new
future
body.
I think we should drum up some business. Give us some guidelines. What sort of ads are problematic?
I think because
ultimately it's the public's eyes and ears that are going to do the reporting to you. It's the same with us, or the Broadcasting Complaints Commission.
Absolutely. And although, please not yet, please give us a chance to get up and running. Please don't flood my own inbox. But
Gail Shimoya.
but the biggest problem is misleading ads, obviously. The ad says that it will do something, the product will do something, and it doesn't do that thing. And only the consumer can really tell us that, because only the consumer bought the thing and then found that it didn't do it, or responded to an ad for a particular price. We have a lot of that. a particular price and then it wasn't really available at that price. There's quite a trend at the moment about sale pricing and whether the sale pricing is correct, because online retailers will often cite a price that consumers feel isn't actually the real price, and then they discount from that and they say you've got a 50% discount.
I mean,
but actually you
can
never buy it at that 100% price. So that's been quite a trend and we see that a lot. I looked at my diary with great distress that Black Friday is coming, and Black Friday has now become the biggest problem in advertising. Last year, I promised myself I wouldn't let any of the staff take leave over Black Friday, and now we're not even sure if we'll have an entity, but hopefully we'll be up and running by then. And then the other thing, I suppose, that consumers can let us know about is offense. Offense is a difficult one, though, because what offends you doesn't necessarily offend me. And we find people do tend to get offended by quite peculiar things.
Yeah, I'm part of the Jewish community. I don't know about any of that.
Our people never, ever complain.
No, we are a very special type.
I'll tell you a funny story. I'm a writer as well, and I was at the wonderful, wonderful Jewish Literary Festival in Cape Town. And I bumped into one of the organizers, and she was freaking out. And I said, "What's the matter?" And she went, "There are too many Jewish people here complaining." And I was like, "Well, we should have foreseen that."
Yeah, we're not a quiet community. Okay, so, all right. What happens if there is something online? If there is a problem online, and I'll tell you why. I was on Facebook and all of a sudden there was an ad that came up for, I don't know, it was one of these posts. It was a video. It wasn't even a promoter. Somebody had shared it and it had come up on my timeline for something called, it's like these false teeth that like click on. And I thought, what on earth is this? It looks too good to be true. So it's like a laminate that you like click on or whatever.
Okay.
And I just thought, that looks amazing. Look how it's taken 40 years off this woman's life, you know, or off her look anyway. And I clicked on, I went through, and since then I've been getting dental ads. And, as it happens, one of the ads, somebody had posted, you know, that he's got this fantastic teeth whitening again with the teeth, product. And all the comments underneath, people were saying how much they loved it and how it was so much cheaper than others, but nobody mentioned the names of the toothpaste. So I quickly did a Google. Turns out it's one of these networking products.
Mm-hmm.
And I then watched YouTube reviews of it, and the people on YouTube were saying it's absolute nonsense. So if that is a complaint, we're sitting here in South Africa, who do we lodge that complaint with?
If the product is being sold in South Africa,
then
you will be able to lodge a complaint with a new entity, with the ARB.
Okay.
And we would look at it. We would obviously ask for comment. We would look at if there is a basis. The real challenge comes with enforcement, obviously, because how does one enforce something online, especially that is coming from outside the borders? How do we enforce that?
Yeah. Well, listen, and it can be getting on top of hate speech.
We do have a good relationship with Facebook, and we're working towards making that a stronger relationship, because obviously Facebook is a huge, huge source of spreading advertising.
Yeah.
And if Facebook will help us with enforcement, that will make a huge difference. But the first thing is to get the ruling against it, and then at the very least you can prevent it getting more into mainstream media. So you can tell broadcasters not to accept that advertising, etc. You can try and get it taken off digital. If it is a digital member that is carrying the advertising, they will stop carrying it. And then you also get a bit of reputational stuff out of there, a bit of PR about the fact that it doesn't work in the form of our ruling.
It can be quite expensive when you get into mediation and rulings and things like that.
Not through the ASA. I mean, it's expensive for us.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
That's why we need the industry to support us.
I mean, mediators, You know, they're not a dime a dozen.
But consumers, it's free. So consumers can lodge a complaint with us free. It is not a mediation service. It is an arbitration service. So we will make a decision. We will get a complaint and a response, and we will make a decision. We won't try and mediate between the two parties and make everybody happy. We will decide, does the advertising breach the code of advertising practice?
All right. So I've got a question here from a guy, from one of our listeners. His name, he calls himself Gimple the Fool. Okay. So there was an ad, and this ad comes from the Bloemfontein SPCA. I'm actually trying to find it. Somebody had sent it to me, and they were talking about this little dog named Hitler.
Aye.
And Hitler is a little black Scotty, very cute looking dog. And apparently he had his first owner and it wasn't very successful with his first owner. And
no wonder if the first owner named him Hitler.
Yeah. And then he was taken away. They tried to rehome him. He was bitten by another bigger dog and it was a problem. But there's people who are offended by.
Okay,
this dog being named Hitler, and they kept calling him Hitler in the whole ad.
That is not an advertising issue, though. If that is the name of the dog, that is the name of the dog, and I don't think it would be an advertising issue. I think it is incredibly poor judgment by somebody, but they are in Bloemfontein. But
no,
I did not go there.
Gail.
But maybe I say it as a joke, but what I actually mean is maybe they are someone who doesn't understand the sensitivities of the Jewish community and doesn't understand how offensive the name Hitler is just in and of itself. Maybe it's someone who is just very innocently doing something very, very stupid. But is it an advertising issue? I'm not so sure.
Okay,
about
that's what it looks like. It's published by the Bloemfontein SPCA. We are still in studio with, well, as we know, we obviously still in studio, but still with us is Gail Schimmel. She's the outgoing CEO of the Advertising Standards Authority. And if you've just joined us, then you probably missed the information that the Advertising Standards Authority was liquidated last week and have ceased trading with immediate effect. So going forward, there is this new Advertising
Regulatory Board.
ARB.
ARB. Not
ARB. That's so
ARB. ARB.
You stole my thunder, girl.
Sorry.
All right, I want to wrap it up. How do people get in touch with you? If they do have a complaint, okay, how do they get in touch?
At the moment, we are in a little bit of a break time where there is nowhere to get in touch, to be honest, at the moment. We are working as hard as we can to get the ARB to set up, ready to receive complaints. So I would ask people to watch the media, to watch all the announcements they can. We will send it to all the broadcasters. We will send it all to all the media.
We've got to get you back.
You will hopefully. I think so too.
You know, when I remember seeing in Sandton these huge billboards for some strip club or whatever, and I was so deeply offended by them. And the guy who put them up used to refer to, you know, all the complainants as Mother Grundies.
Yes.
Well, I'm proud to be a Mother Grundy because I think that there are certain things that you shouldn't flaunt and should not be unsolicited. Maybe it's something we can talk about, like even once a month, like what were the cases and how were the rulings made?
With absolute pleasure. We love talking about our work, and it is interesting. It is, you know, this is one of the things that the work we do is fascinating.
Yeah.
And people are fascinating. And I'm missing doing the real work and instead doing all this admin work of getting the new entity going.
Yeah. But you know, it'll be worth it.
I hope so.
Anyway, all the best.
Thank you so much.
And you've got very well-behaved children. Very well-behaved children.
They're under terrible threats.
Are they? Terrible. All right, there you go. You want to get in touch with us? You got any questions, any comments? Please do. Let me know what's on your mind. What do you think about this little Scotty? I love Scotties. When I was growing up, I had a Scotty named Biddy. And Biddy was just, she was my best friend. So this is from the Bloemfontein SPCA. This is on Facebook. And this is the ad and how it goes. This is Hitler, a beautiful Scottish terrier. He had not so good experience. First, his owners never looked for. And while he was searching for his owners, he got bitten badly by a bigger dog. But like all Scottish Terrier, he fought for his life. We at the SPCA helped Hitler with his wounds, and Paw Park gave him a lovely summer cut. Hitler is now better and looking for a new house. Please come to the SPCA and adopt little Hitler. He is so gentle and loving. And I hope that if you do adopt little Hitler, that the first thing you do is change his name. Anyhow, that's it. That's Bloemfontein SPCA. I'm not sure after reading that verbatim that the person who did it was, you know, perhaps English wasn't their first language.